She got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom. Jenny Boom
Boom. Hi, Craig.
Jenny, you're my little baby.
Like my
gosh. I like that record.
Let me lower that mic. You scared the crap out of me.
Sorry.
A little too loud. All right, so Timberland's mansion may have the tenant from hell. He actually filed the police report as part of his ongoing battle with this guy, William Zamora, who previously lived in his Miami estate.
Right.
Now, Timberland claimed in court papers that someone has been breaking through the gate to the home and stealing his mail.
Oh, man.
And he said no one else would have a reason to seek to recover mail from the home.
Right.
Now, back in February, Timberland alleged that Zamora was staying in his home illegally. He had previously sold the home to Zamora and was letting him stay there until the escrow closed.
Yep.
But the deal was never finalized, so he, and then the guy, Zamora, refused to leave. So, basically, that's when William Zamora countersued, claiming that he couldn't buy the home because there were liens on it.
Mm.
And a judge previously ordered this guy, William Zamora, to leave the home, and it's now for sale.
Oh, wow.
But he keeps breaking into the dang house, supposedly.
Looking for those royalty checks.
Yeah, I wonder what he's got. Hurricane Florence victims are getting a huge assist from Michael Jordan. He's sending $2 million to help anyone affected by the storm.
Okay.
So he, of course, owns the Charlotte Hornets.
Yep.
And he says he's giving $1 million to the American Red Cross and another $1 million to the foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund.
Okay.
The Hornets are also donating food boxes.
Right.
Yep. And the team says it also created Carolina Strong Shirts and says 100% of the profits will be donated as well.
Nice.
If you're interested, go to hot937.com. Bert and Ernie. They're more than just friends, Craig.
Uh-oh, what happened?
That's according to Sesame Street writer Mark Saltzman. Mark Saltzman, who joined the show in 1984, said the two puppets, they're gay. They're a gay couple. And their relationship is a reflection of his partnership with the film editor Arnold Glassman.
Okay.
He says that it's actually the puppets are those two.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
In their relationship. The two puppets have been living together as roommates at 123 Sesame Street for the past 49 years, but they slept in separate beds. Which sounds about right about just about everybody's relationship at this point. But anyway.
Not mine.
Oh, okay.
Not mine.
Oh, yeah. Y'all getting it on, huh?
King size bed, baby.
Okay. So Bert and Ernie, they've been considered icons in the LGBTQ community for years.
Yep.
But Saltzman said he didn't write their same-sex relationship with an agenda, rather just drawing from his own experiences.
Right.
So he says, I don't think I'd know how else to write them but as a loving couple. So, I mean, there's been speculation about Bert and Ernie for years. We didn't know what was happening with these two, but it looks like they're a gay couple, but they sleep in separate beds.
So, in 2018, this comes out. Did you ask the question, Jenny?
Meanwhile,
you know how you get the question, you get the answers out of them.
Meanwhile, Sesame Street Workshop head Gary Nell denied rumors in 1994, saying they are not gay.
Right.
They are not straight. They are puppets.
Puppets.
They said they don't exist below the waist.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I want to believe they're a gay couple. I think it's a good thing. It's like on The Loud House. I was telling Michi earlier. Because, you know, the kids, they don't realize these things. On The Loud...
Guess what? Adults don't either.
But no, on The Loud... No, on The Loud House,
right.
This show, you know, my son watches it all the time. There's a little boy who's, like, in the Loud family.
Right.
His best friend, okay, has two dads. Because they're a gay couple.
Right.
But, like, to my son, it was, like, nothing to him.
Right.
He was just like, oh, yeah, that's his two dads.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. All right, so Boozy Badass decided to speak up about his late-night DMing, which he does to certain people like Rihanna and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, boy.
He said that he hits them up.
Right.
And says all kinds of things to them
right.
in their DMs when he's drunk.
Oh, boy.
Such as, he said, I would love to spank your bank. I would love to smack Nikki's bank, too. I slid into all their DMs. He says, I was blanked up. I think I said, what's up? I don't know. I was horny that night. He says all kinds of things.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I guess to Rihanna and Nicki Minaj and all kinds of girls that he sees on IG.
Oh, yeah?
You can check out everything he had to say, hot937.com.
Is that your favorite rapper, Michi?
Yes, it is.
It is.